And then there's a last group where they called him Lord, but Jesus said, "Depart from me, I never knew you." That gives me reason to pause, and that's what we're going to talk about. Welcome, friend. Welcome to A Place for Joy. Look where I am. It's kind of windy. I hope you can hear me, but this is one of my happy places, so why not bring you along? If you are a returning friend, distant DNA cousin, family, welcome, 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 and thank you for coming back. Thank you for supporting me. If you're new, please join us. We're a group of friends. We study lessons from the Bible. We ask questions because we believe that it is God's word to us. It's relevant. It is still the number one best-selling book in the world, and we believe that we can base our lives on the truths of God's word. Welcome. Stick around. Don't go. If you begin listening, be sure you listen to the end, and I pray it blesses, inspires, and encourages you. Let's talk about it. This is a thinking video, so it's not really like a study. It's some things for us to think about, prayerfully reflect, and then do something about it. Prayerfully do something about it. So I have some questions to ask you. You know, I always do. And what I was thinking about is led by these questions. So let me ask you something. Why does God call some people by name, some by status or position, and some he says, "I never knew you"? Friend, don't you think this is something we should maybe check out?
Judas, who betrayed him,
he called him a friend.
And if you go back to a former podcast, I did a study on Balaam and the talking donkey. And the king, his name is not identified, but the Lord, when he appeared to Balaam, he said,
"Who are these men who are with you?"
And then there's another story in the Bible where there's Lazarus and the rich man. I also did a podcast on that. Please check out both of those episodes. When he talked about the rich man, he never gave him a name. He only said the rich man, but Lazarus had a name. So if you're thinking on the same lines as I am, it's interesting that the Lord has names for people. He has positions that he identified people with: the rich man, the king. And then there are people who, Judas, he called friend. Is there something that we can learn from this and bring all of this together? If you've been with me long enough, you know that I say if we slow down and think about some of these things and not take it for granted, there are lessons there for us to learn. So that's what I want us to do. Do they have something in common? Is there something we can learn to help to make our lives better, to improve our spiritual journey? How do you get to be a friend if you're deceiving the Lord? How do you get to be Lazarus who enters into the bosom of the Lord? How do you call God Lord and he says he never knew you? These were people who he said that they will say they give their bodies to be burned. They give things to the poor. They did all of these good works. Why didn't God know them? And why didn't God know the names of the men who he literally asked, "Who are they?" And what's the deal with Judas, where Jesus called him friend, but he didn't know God? What do you think? Because let's talk about it together. What do you think? What was the differences? Here's my reflection. I am more and more impressed in my spirit about certain things. And they're not new things, but being completely honest with you, we can have, straight out of the Bible, a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. Wouldn't you say that was Judas? Judas was called as a disciple. He's walking with, he's talking to, he's next to God, but there's no heart change. And then you have the rich man who died, and then we are privy from the Bible to hear the conversation that he had with Abraham. And the entire time we hear names, because we hear Abraham, we hear Lazarus, we hear rich man. That's the scariest thing in terms of being alarming, that you're there at the end of your life and God doesn't know your name. Okay, we just celebrated Easter. Some of us had on our Easter hats and extra fine clothes. Some of us went casual. But we can't forget the lessons from the whole Easter season, because we tend to be people who forget easily. Here's something that I'm here to remind us together, because remember, we're friends. This is a thought that I want to be so burned in my spirit, my soul, my mind, and marked. If we are believers, as a lot of us say that we are, then we are saying that the God of the entire universe, who created me and you, who formed us, who our very breath comes from him, who knows our heartbeat, who's count the number of hairs on our head that are actually ours. You can think about what I said later. If we're talking about this God who created all this beauty that's around me, since we believe that he actually humbled himself, took on human form, calls himself a high priest that has been tempted in all forms, fashion, sense like us, to redeem us, to be with him, then his desire, not because he needs us, is to have this relationship or intimacy with us. Could it be that he doesn't know the rich man? He doesn't know the men who appeared to Balaam. He doesn't know them because they didn't take the time or the breath to get to know him. And then let's go a step further. Remember, we're just reflecting, just thinking. You're thinking along with me. You're kind of with me in my happy space. Judas, who was right in the face of Jesus, the face of God, was it because God didn't know him, or was it because he didn't know God? So you already know the answer to that question. Jesus called him friend. What did Judas miss? Is it back to the Mary and Martha story where he said one person who was doing all of the things to prepare in the kitchen, to do the hospitable things, and the other one was sitting at his feet, and he said, she chose the part that is most necessary. She's listening to my word. Let's go a step further. He said, it's not only the hearers, but the doers also. So this rich man that had all the resources, was it because maybe he knew and he didn't do? Think about it. The king who sent those men who acknowledged there was a higher power that he wanted Balaam to appear to. He knew, but he didn't acknowledge. The people who Jesus talked about at the end of the age, may it not be us, friends, who knew to do all these things and knew his title, Lord. Is it because they knew but didn't know? So coming to be transparent, something that the Lord has just really told me and made me aware of, we can be so blinded. And I'm not purposely wearing dark shades. I do that sometimes, but the transition and I'm outside. But we can be so blinded by the goodness of God that we miss God. You see how easy it is to just get lost in all of this goodness? Especially if we're not sick, we're not asking for healing, if we don't lack, we're not asking for a particular need. God's goodness we can take for granted, and then we can take him for granted. That's a part of that. Our lack of knowing our utter dependence and the source of our breath is really an insult to God. Then us knowing him and being so busy and trying to be so busy and working is something that he showed me where busyness and the noise of this world usually distracts us until we're in a spot where emotionally, physically, mentally, socially, spiritually, or all of it, until we can't move. A lot of times we don't cry out until there is no other way for us, which is where we have that terrible statement, there's nothing else to do but pray. That's not a good statement. But the main point of my reflection to you, my dear friend, is I believe more than ever, God is desiring intimacy with us, which is what we desire in friendships, in relationships, with people we love the most. Because the more you love someone, the more you give of yourself to them. Marital, friendship, parent-child, you working. And don't tell me it's not because you don't love your job. I'm talking about commitment. The more you give of yourself, the more you expect for the person to at least acknowledge, to be grateful, to say thank you, to have some kind of communication with you. When you do things for your children, you don't expect anything in return if you happen to have children or friends. But seeing them being grateful or saying thank you, or maybe even just coming to spend time with you when they don't need anything. Any relationship, someone who just calls and said, I thought about you, I just wanted to say hi, don't want anything. Why does all of that connect back? Because if we think about how sensitive we are, is it possible that God also is sensitive? That's where we got it from. If we think about the fact that we like for people to acknowledge us, is it possible that it's because God likes to be acknowledged? When we think about the fact that we like for people, we like to be in community, is that something God desires from us as well? For those who we love, we like touch, some of us more than others. Is that something that God desires too? Because he wants us to be those hands and feet for people, touch. But coming back, let's go on an if thing. If God gave his only son, if God gave all And that's what we said is part of our gospel, to be in communion with us and bring us back to himself, to be with us. Jesus' parting words was, I go to prepare a place for you. If he's doing all of this, can we casually serve him? Can we just get by in this relationship that he's invested so much in? I've been reflecting because I think we're being called in this season to step up higher. I think we've been called that for a while, to get deeper, to get more into his word more than ever before. I tend to be busy and distracted. I don't know about you, my friend, or to put it off, or to get started and then feel like I have to go do something else. I believe things like that grieve God, because I think he really desires to spend time with us. Him walking and talking and being with the disciples daily, communicating with them, teaching them, hanging out with them, eating breakfast with them after he resurrected. It's a family, it's a relationship, it's a one-on-one community. We have to do that so that we don't get to any point in our journey, including the end of our lives. And God says, who are those men? Who is that? Who is that? God knows everything. So when he says that, think about that. Or when he gives you your title because you've been so involved in seeking the things of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, that your title is rich man, but not a name. Or when he calls you friend and he says, friend, you betray me with a kiss? Or when he says, yeah, you did all those things. You gave your body to be burned. You give things to the poor. You fed the hungry. But I never knew you. Holy Spirit, please help us, help me, to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and will, and to love my neighbor as myself. And I'm going to end by just saying a small part of Psalm 51, and check it out for yourself. And may our prayer be, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And give me the desire, if I lack it, give me the desire, because I see in many ways where I do. Give me the desire, Holy Spirit, for intimacy with God as my Father and as my closest friend, so I can get to know this God who loved me most and give his best and his all, that I can give my best and my all to him daily, so that you can welcome me, because you've known me and I've known you. Friend, I hope you have fun hanging out with me and the dirt bikes and the little boy who was racing on his motorbike with his parents. And I hope you enjoy the scenery in the back. It's beautiful out here. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope this helped with your thinking and reflecting for the week. Please join me again. Check out my shorts and other episodes. And friends, thank you. I'm so grateful for you. I look forward to seeing you soon. You know, we have our Saturday evening chats, and I might pop up at different times as well. Peace to you. Thank you.